USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two cosmonauts return to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. After being in space for a record 355 days, Mark said his time in space changed the way he sees Earth. The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in two Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.